The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
You've been hearing for the last few weeks about RSV. This is a viral illness that's affecting the very young nationwide and hitting pretty close to home as well. I've just heard anecdotally from a lot of parents that are dealing with sick kids. Pharmacies are dealing with having to fill a lot of prescriptions. So we thought we'd check in with St. Clair County's Health Department Medical Director, Dr. Najeeba Rahman, and find out how serious this is and what parents need to be watching for. Dr. Rahman, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with what RSV is anyway. What exactly is this illness?
So RSV is, it's also known as respiratory syncytial virus. It's a very common virus. We see it every year and it infects the respiratory tract, whether it's the upper respiratory tract or within your lungs. Most people will get it before the age of two, but you can get it across the lifespan. So the very young and elderly population, as well as immune compromised, are at risk of infection. Although in most individuals, the average individual, you'll just have your typical cold symptoms like a runny nose, maybe a slight fever, cough, or sniffling.
But in a very young child, this can be pretty serious, can't it?
Yeah. So especially in infants, it's the leading cause of bronchiolitis, and that is an inflammation of the very small airways in your lungs. And so if you're thinking about a developing baby, if they have inflammation in their lung airways and they can't get oxygen into their body, it can cause severe distress. And it's also the primary cause of pneumonia in infants. And so, you know, you do have a very mild virus in general, but it can highly impact some of those high-risk individuals. And that can lead to dehydration, possible need for oxygen, and even ventilation in some, especially those that have immune-compromising states.
What are some of the signs that parents and caregivers should be looking for in young children?
Yeah, so especially with the increase in, you know, hospitalizations and ED visits and urgent care, it's really critical for parents to look for signs and symptoms, especially in their babies. And so one thing that you can assess for is faster breathing or maybe abnormal breathing. Sometimes you'll see abdominal breathing where you see the belly going up and down instead of the rib cage because they're just having a hard time getting breath in. A very concerning sign would be bluish lips, just not being able to get that oxygen exchange. Dehydration is another sign. Baby not being able to breathe very well, may just not have an appetite to eat or drink, and then you may see dry mouth. Not as many wet diapers, for example, are all signs that baby's not doing well, or child, and also just assessing if their activity is lower than usual.
What is the treatment then, and how long does it take for a young child to get over RSV?
So in a typical individual, they'll clear the infection and not have symptoms after a couple of weeks. But if someone does become very ill, there is an antiviral available, but that's for very unique situations in premature babies or those that were born with congenital heart defects or chronic lung conditions. Otherwise, treatment is really supportive. And so that means adequate hydration if there's a fever, Motrin or Tylenol, if hospitalization ends up happening as well, IV fluids, possible oxygen or ventilation, in very, very severe cases.
I mentioned that there have been an increased number of cases of RSV nationwide, statewide. Anecdotally, I'm hearing here in our area that we're seeing quite a few as well. Does that seem to be the case?
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing about it everywhere for the past few weeks, and it's really hard to tease out whether it's RSV, whether it's another rhinovirus that causes colds, even looking at COVID versus influenza. And we are seeing an uptick in influenza right now as well. So it's really hard to figure it out, and we're in a very unique situation with our weather being warm with that fluctuation.
Yeah, it's a sort of a perfect storm in a lot of ways. Do we know why there are so many cases of RSV across the country this year?
You know, it's really hard to know. Scientists are trying to figure out why we're seeing this surge all of a sudden. This is the largest surge that has been seen in the past decade. Last year, there was one as well, but it was not quite as high. And so, you know, we're just trying to understand how these viruses are all working together. We just got out of a few years of the COVID response and how we had all these mitigation factors in place. And so did we not have immunity during that time from all these other viruses? It's really, really hard to know right now.
Yeah, it's continuing to unfold. And here we are in early November, so we've got a long cold and flu and COVID season ahead of us now, don't we?
We do, yeah. So it's very important to look into some of those preventive measures that have been very ingrained in us because of the COVID response. And again, we're seeing our first year post-COVID response without having any of those restrictions. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take some of those precautions, like not going to work if you're feeling ill or if you have a fever, especially, or going to school, wearing a mask when appropriate are just some of those examples. And then just your regular cough etiquette and hand hygiene.
Yeah, we've certainly got those lessons over the last couple of years, no doubt. And again, if a parent has a young child that is showing some of those signs of RSV, should they immediately go to the emergency room? Should they call their doctor for an appointment? What's the best thing for a parent to do if their child seems to have some of those RSV symptoms?
So especially in St. Clair County, the recommendation would be to reach out to the primary care provider. And again, if your child is immune compromised and they have specialty care, it's always important to follow up in that way. But if you're seeing those signs like bluish lips or difficulty breathing, you know, it would not be inappropriate to take them to the ER or to urgent care. You know, we do have nearby hospitals within an hour that do have pediatric beds. I mean, they are at capacity, but, you know, we do need to save those for those that are ill. But in the meantime, for parents to look for those telltale signs, but to reach out to their pediatrician. And, you know, telehealth is also an option as well, just for a provider to lay their eyes on the patient if the parent is very worried.
All right. Good information. Doctor, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Take care.